Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
To get started.
He still believes the American dream. His last breath he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And, yeah, once again, here at Whiteman Air Force Base for the 30th anniversary of the delivery of the B-2 bomber. And now we get to find out some stuff. Ms. Dee Gullickson is here, historian at Whiteman. And thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
All right. So I get a lot of questions.
If I don't know the answer, I'll make them up.
Okay, good. Who designed the B-2? I mean, I know a lot of people did. Nothing? Really?
No. So, I'm not going to have all the dates memorized.
Well, no.
It goes back decades.
Yeah.
It's long before the 80s.
Right.
You know,
oh,
if
okay.
You look at the flying wing
and
Northrop.
When was, I mean, I'm just curious about just the overall design of it. Somebody had to have that kernel of a thought, though, right?
Right. Jack Northrop.
Yeah, okay. And Northrop has, I think they're here at Whiteman, right?
We do have, you know, they're located several places.
Right.
Their headquarters and where the B-2 was constructed and everything was out in Palmdale, California.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we do have a contingent of Northrop representatives here on base to help us maintain the B-2.
How cool was it to see the first pilot of the B-2 here?
Wasn't that amazing?
Oh, my gosh, that was incredible.
Right.
Well, and you had the first
crew chief
Senior
Master Sergeant Meadows.
Yeah. Yes, that is so cool.
Right.
And you know, it has to be, you know, through the years. I mean, that's such a connection. It's such a great club to be in,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, it's not a club that everybody can join.
Absolutely not.
And to have that camaraderie and that kind of connection, I would imagine that never goes away.
Right.
Right.
Right. I mean, it's a special aircraft. You know, you've heard it all dozens of times today, right? It's a special aircraft. There's, you know, there were only 21 built. And this
is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
So initially there were supposed to be 132, but, you know, budget cuts and whatnot,
right.
It got whittled down to 21. And this is the only base in the world that has the B-2.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, that's the amazing thing. Somebody asked a question today about where the missions emanate from, you know, where they start. They all start here.
Absolutely.
Right here. That's an amazing thing to think about, especially when you live in Kansas City like I do, is just the fact that it all starts at Whiteman Air Force Base,
right.
Man. I mean, you know, you got all this chaos that this aircraft can bring, but it always comes back to Whiteman.
Right.
That's kind of a cool deal.
Right. Right.
How the people that are serving here, what, typically what, 2-3 years?
So it varies. because it's such a unique airframe, the pilots have a tendency to serve here for a tour of 2 or 3 years, and then they will go to a different assignment somewhere. And then at some point in their career, if they make it a life, you know, an actual career,
right,
they will find their way back here to Whiteman.
Okay.
You know, for the enlisted folks, just depending on what their job is, it varies. They may spend 3-4 years here. Some folks can be here as long as 5 or 6, depending on what their job is.
Sure.
And then they rotate to other locations and other jobs, and they may never make their way back to Whiteman. So, you know, we talk about the 509th Bomb Wing. That is the active duty component. We also have the 131st Bomb Wing, which is the Air National Guard.
Okay.
So there are mission partners here, and their folks maintain the jet alongside of ours, and the guard pilots fly it alongside of ours.
And you've got engineers here. You've got talk about the different types of jobs that are here at Whiteman that work on the plane.
Well, so here's how I explain an Air Force base to someone who is not necessarily familiar to the military. Think of a small city. That is exactly what you find at any Air Force base in the world. You have, obviously, we have the mechanics, the aircraft mechanics who work on the jet.
Right.
We have the pilots. But then you have all of these other careers as well. We have finance specialists.
Oh, sure.
We have civil engineer. So we have firefighters.
I mean, it's like a
security
force. It is a city.
It is a small city.
Yeah.
Yes, fully self-contained.
Yeah.
What are some of the, obviously we have the maintainers, we have
got your own church, you got your own hospital.
Mm-hmm. We have chaplains here, yep. We have medical professionals. We have it's a small clinic here, yeah.
Right.
Now
is the historian ever allowed to fly?
Not on the B-2, no.
Okay.
I will make sure that I ask every commander when they come in.
You're right.
So far, it has not happened.
Maybe this is the year.
Yeah, hey, right. I have to make a special report. You want to?
Exactly, right. Well, thank you so much for being here. This has been such a special day. Yeah, and you were part of putting this whole day to get together. What a special time this was. Beautiful weather. It is.
We lucked out.
For the middle of December in near Kansas City, Missouri, this doesn't happen.
Right.
And everything went perfectly. The flyover was incredible. It's got to make you pretty proud.
Absolutely, yeah. And it was a whole team of people who volunteered their time to help put this on for today.
Well,
so hopefully everyone enjoyed it.
Bravo. Success.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Great to meet you.
Thank you, yeah.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
I'm Dan, and I'm a manager of supplier diversity at the Walt Disney Company. I enlisted in the Army when I was 17 years old, did a quick 30 years after that, and got out in 2017. Leaving that after 30 years, it's a scary thing. Figuring out how do I get where I want to be, that was the biggest challenge. I was looking for a company that I felt just as proud to work for that I did while I was in uniform. I remember one day I was driving home, and I said, I'm going to be a cast member at Walt Disney World. A few weeks later, it happened, so it was just a seamless transition, and I knew I'd made the right decision on which company to come to.
Hi. I'm Mike Richmond of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs with information on an important free resource for veterans, the VA Health and Benefits app. The tool is like a one-stop shop for veterans. It allows them to view or cancel VA medical appointments, send and receive messages from healthcare providers, and download VA benefit letters to provide veteran status or disability payments. Veterans can also manage existing VA claims, find the closest VA medical centers, and get quick access to the VA Crisis Line. You can download the Health and Benefits app on your iPhone or at the Google App Store, or wherever you normally get your mobile apps. If you already use this app, please share your feedback on your phone's App Store. That's the VA Health and Benefits mobile app. I'm Mike Richmond.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Haws Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm. Presented by the award-winning light designers at Redding Lights. Climb aboard Haws Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candy apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And as a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haws, every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haws family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichawsfarms.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haws Farms Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and this is so exciting. This is great. Legendary actress Diane Cannon on with us today. Diane, how are you?
I'm blessed. How are you, Randy?
I am blessed to talk to you. This is great. Diane is the executive producer of the much-talked-about miniseries Archie, which is airing on BritBox, and that chronicles the life of screen legend Cary Grant, and is partially based on Diane's New York Times bestseller memoir, Dear Cary, which chronicles her marriage to Cary Grant. And, Diane, before we get into that, let me just tell you, what a career you have had and are having. I mean, so many great movies. One of my favorites is Heaven Can Wait. What a great movie that was.
Oh, that was a good movie. Thank you, Randy.
That was so good.
I like that, too.
Do you have a favorite of all the films that you've made?
I really don't. I wish I did, but each one was a different experience. Each one taught me new lessons. Each one offered me new parts. I guess if I had to pick one that stood out above all the others, it might be Bob Carroll Ted and Alice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that was your first Oscar nomination for that film. When that came out, and a lot of people may not remember this, but when that came out, it was like a sex comedy, and, man, it was controversial. I get the feeling, Diane, you kind of like to stir it up.
You got me. Nobody ever got me that fast. You got me. I love it. I love stirring it up.
You got such a great laugh. When that movie came out, what was the reaction from people around you?
Well, because it was so far ahead of its time. Now you look at four people in bed and you say, oh, okay.
Yeah, right.
But then it was,
yeah,
wait a minute, yeah, what are they doing?
Just a regular Tuesday.
Exactly. Exactly. The world has gone so far the other way.
Yeah.
But this was, as you say, I love your expression, stirred it up. It definitely stirred it up and caused a lot of, but it made the movie a lot of money. And in fact, they've tried to do remakes of it. They tried to do a remake with Brad Pitt. Didn't work.
Yeah.
So, there you go. It was our cast, and it was our film, and Paul Mazursky. As a matter of fact, his daughter, Jill Mazursky, and I are working on another film right now, a comedy that she has co-written, and it's so good. And we're going to be doing that very soon.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. We're talking to Diane Cannon here on the National Defense. Let's talk about your daughter, Jennifer. So when you were married to Cary Grant, she was born when he was 62, if I have that right.
I think you're right.
And so how was their relationship at that point, you know, as she grew up and kind of got to know him?
Well, father, you know, a father-daughter relationship is so different from a wife-husband relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So we see and brought, we see different aspects of him as from the point of view of a daughter than a wife. And they got along very well. He was a good daddy.
Well, and, you know, he's just from the trailer of this. This looks so good. It's called Archie. It's airing on BritBox. And Cary Grant kind of conflicted, right, because he was born Archibald Leach, and he kind of became, he made Cary Grant, right?
He invented Cary Grant. He had such a horrific childhood. Really, no child should ever have to go through a Cary experience. And just by the grit and determination of his character, he went on to become one of the biggest movie stars in the world, which should be encouraging to anyone out there that has had a rough childhood. Cary was abandoned. It was horrible. I don't want to ruin the miniseries for anybody that's going to watch it, but it should give anyone hope. Because he went on to become one of the biggest movie stars that has ever lived. And this was at a time before the internet. Can you imagine?
Yeah, well, and I mean, everything, I mean, the whole time that he was acting, too, I mean, stock market crash, I mean, so many different things, but he persevered, and he kind of became this really iconic person that everybody wanted to know about. So how was it when you got him? you were married for, what, 3 years?
Oh, I think a little more than that, but the thing is, love, he pursued me for about 8 months. I kept saying no. Why did I say no? Because he was older than my father. There were rumors of LSD.
Right.
And my little voice just kept saying, don't go there. Don't do it. And I held on to that for like 6 to 8 months, and then I let go of that.
At one point you go, wait a minute, this is Cary Grant.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And my girlfriend used to say, well, if you don't want to go, give him my number.
Right.
But, you know, I think there was something in that, too. I think the basic nature of a man many times is that he wants the challenge and he wants to pursue. And Cary was used to getting his own way. So when I kept saying no, because I used to think, wait a minute, there are all these gorgeous women around him, Sophia Loren, all these women. What does he see in me? And I think, honestly, I think part of it was the fact that he couldn't have me.
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
I really think that.
I'll bet. We're talking to Diane Cannon. Well, the other part, you know, you're gorgeous. I mean, smart, gorgeous. You're doing your own thing. And that had to be, especially at that time, Diane, a woman that is making her own way, that had to be pretty attractive and rare, right?
I think it was. Nobody has ever said that. You know, that's very profound because that was the very thing he set about to change. He used to say, you've got this wild nature, I love it. And then he set about to tame it, you know, and stop me from working and change the way I dressed and change the way I wrote things. And so that was very profound what you just said. Yeah. That was part of it too.
Oh, you've always projected that to me, just a strong woman. And we're talking to Diane Cannon here on the National Defense, the miniseries Archie, which is airing on BritBox about Cary Grant. And, you know, Cary seemed like, I'm not surprised that he tried to change you because he changed himself so much, and I guess he tried to change other people around him. But did you have, during the marriage, was it fun?
In the beginning, before we were married, it was amazingly wonderful. It was so good. It changed when we got married, not because of the fact of marriage, but I think because it brought up the horrors of his childhood to such a degree that he had to make me leave him before he would be abandoned again. That was part of it.
Who is this wonderful young lady that plays you in this miniseries? I looked up...
Her name is Laura Eichmann, and she is delightful.
Oh, my gosh.
Personally, I
looked up a picture of you at that same age. Man, is that remarkable. I mean, she really kind of nails it.
Oh, I'm so grateful that you liked her and like it, because she's terrific. Not only is she a great young girl, but she's very talented. And I must add that Jason Isaacs is brilliant as Carrie.
Oh, yes. When I first saw him, I thought it was somebody else. I thought it was another actor, a very acclaimed actor. And the fact that he pulls that off, did you have to coach him? Did you have to tell him some things? I know you executive produced this. Little things about Carrie that kind of helped him?
Absolutely. We spent hours, many, couldn't total the many hours talking with questions. Both he and Laura riddled me with questions, with things that weren't in the book, with things that could help them get to the portrayal of these people. It's not easy to play someone else, and it's not easy to have someone playing you, because
right.
who can play you? You know, nobody can really play us or act us, but the two of them came very close.
Yeah, when I first saw a picture of him, I thought it was De Niro. I thought they had done a makeup job on Robert De Niro. And, I mean, very few people could pull off the role of Cary Grant. I mean, come on.
I think you're right. I was really nervous about that.
But
he does it.
I got to ask you about this, Diane. So there, you know, I don't know if this is rumor or speculation. I don't know what it is. But I read that Cary at some point lived with Randolph Scott for like 11 years. Is that true?
Right. Yes. And there were rumors that Cary was gay. If that was so, I never saw an indication of it while we were married. If that happened before we were married, honestly, I don't know. When we discussed it, I asked him straight out, saying, you know, whatever it is, are you gay? And he said, no. The way he answered it was so brilliant, really. He said, I've loved many people at many different times in my life.
what a Cary Grant answer. Oh, my gosh. I mean, you talk about suave. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to see
and
this.
And, you know, that's one of the points of this film, of this miniseries, because we look at people and we tend to think that out there, when we are looking at someone, that their life is so amazing and they're so happy and they have all these wonderful things and their life must just be heaven. When in fact, Cary spent most of his life trying to sort out his childhood. And it wasn't easy for him. It was hell.
Wow. Yeah, I can't wait to see this. Archie, which is airing on BritBox. Diane, thank you so much for the time. Please keep stirring it up.
Oh, God bless you. What a wonderful thing. Thank you, love. And you too. Let's stir it up together.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
What is your healing power? Helping veterans with PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, depression, anxiety, or loneliness? Is your healing power a simple heartfelt letter or being a volunteer? At HealVets.org, you can find out more about the healing power of pen pals, volunteers, and therapy kits. Help Heal Veterans has been helping veterans heal. What is your healing power? Find out at HealVets.org. Sponsored by Help Heal Veterans.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru, celebrating the 16th annual Subaru Share the Love event, going on now through January 2nd. For every new Subaru purchased or leased during the event, Subaru will donate a minimum of $300 to charities like the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. To learn more, go to Subaru.com/share. Subaru, more than a car company.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Ring in the new year at Redding Garden of Lights with Turtle Bay's New Year's Eve event featuring over 1 million lights, live music by Hook, a virtual screen ball drop, glowing swings, and much more. Mosaic food and beverages available for purchase. This all-age special ticketed event is from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. New Year's Eve at Redding Garden of Lights. Sunday, December 31st, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. All ages. Tickets at turtlebay.org.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Welcome back to the National Defense. Nate Herron here in the studio. And as Billy Crystal was being honored at the 46th Annual Kennedy Center Honors and also reprising his famous scene from Katz's Deli and from When Harry Met Sally, we thought we'd take a look back at when Billy joined us here on the National Defense. Enjoy.
Hey, welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And you know him from his work primarily at WMUL and Just Jazz. It's the legendary Billy Crystal. Did you have a little jazz patter that you did on the show?
I was 18 years old, so I tried to have. This was at Marshall University in Huntington, West Virginia. And the station was in the basement of the one of the buildings there. And I tried to have a jazzy kind of FM sound. Right. I was 18.
Right.
You know, so basically my voice was sort of
yeah, right. You didn't have the, hey, it's time for a little.
No, and they didn't have a good library of jazz records. I mean, they had like Roy Clark records, who was a great country western star, but not a jazz guy. So I was able to have some friends send down some albums so you could play Miles Davis or Dizzy or sure. You know, some.
Had to bring in your dad's records. You know, that's a lot like a lot of the radio stations I worked for. You bring in your own records.
Yeah.
That's a way that starts. Billy, the new movie here today with Tiffany Haddish. This is so fascinating to me on a number of different levels. First of all, you wrote and directed it. Is this the movie that's going to bring people back to the theaters? Starts this week in theaters only.
I sure hope so. It's something for a family to experience, I think, and that's why we held it. We didn't sell it to, you know, streamers if they, you know, when they came bidding for it. And then out of the blue, Sony Pictures came in and said, we believe in this. Theaters are going to open up someday, and we want this to be the thing that can bring, especially Mother's Day weekend. Coming
yeah,
up,
yeah.
That families can experience, and this is something to take moms to and see a very funny and beautiful story.
Yeah, and you play a legendary comedy writer that is losing your memory, and also it's so appealing to me because it's that romantic notion of comedy writers getting together. I had the opportunity one time. I don't know if you know the guy, Ronnie Schell. Ronnie Schell was a comedy writer in Hollywood, and they used to meet at Jerry's Deli. And he gave me the chance one time to sit in with those guys, and it was like a band. It was like a rehearsal of a band. It was just so cool.
Yeah, I had that experience not only with my friends, you know, but about 3 years ago, I'd say, Phil Rosenthal, who created Everybody Loves Raymond, we were good friends, and he said, you know, I'm going to put together these luncheons every Monday, and I'd love you to be a part of it. I said, who's coming? He said, Carl Reiner, Norman Lear. Oh. I said, stop. You had me at Carl and Norman Lear and Neil Simon, Larry Gelbart, who was a genius and became a very close friend. And so those, you sit there, you know, and you're at the kids table, you know,
right,
with them. And
right.
They were so generous and so, it was like sitting at the Mount Rushmore, you know, of comedy and just, you know, eating gassy food together.
Right. Well, yeah, and Tiffany Haddish, what a brilliant stroke that was to have her involved in the movies. She plays a subway singer and gets together with you because she wins an auction, that she bids on this auction and gets to have lunch with you. And I just wonder, once you got to know Tiffany and know her style and her way of speaking and everything else, did you have to change much of the dialogue to fit her?
Yeah, well, then, you know, that happens when you start rehearsing and you start, you know, trying to get comfortable with it. This is what I'd love you to say, but find your way into it. And, you know, we'll meet somewhere in the middle. But the text is really good. And Alan Zweibel and I, who my co-author, really tailored it for her once she said yes. But, you know, she's a brilliant person. Right. And she just made it her own and did what I really hoped that she would do, which was just stretch into this part and do something she hadn't really done before. And she's just luminescent in the movie, I think.
Yeah, I mean, she just pops everywhere. Everything that she does, she just pops. And it's just a great combination between you guys. Man, let's talk about the movies for just a second. You know, you had the lowest rated Oscars in 1,000 years, whatever, this past Oscars. You hosted the highest rated Oscars. And just to give people an idea, the lowest rated Oscars got 9 million. You hosted and one of your performances got 58 million people. Do we ever get back to that?
I don't think so. But just because of the nature of how we watch things now.
Right.
You know, in the years that I did it, I did it 9 times. It was a lot of it was pre-social media. A lot of it was pre-cell phone. And it was different. People sat and watched together, you know, and we were on most of the time Monday nights. And one of the thrills of it, once we started doing these elaborate openings, was people would leave work early to come home to watch the show. That was always a great feeling for me. But I just think people, they'll watch clips on YouTube now. Everyone's attention span is so small. And during this incredibly difficult time, you know, you have to question whether they should have even had the show.
Right.
Because people are still on food lines. People still aren't well. We're not through this thing yet.
Right.
And so do people really want to see millionaires give each other gold statues? I don't know. So that, and if you're going to have this show, have much more entertainment.
Right.
Than I think was in this year. They tried hard,
yeah.
But that's as much as I think I want to say.
Bring back Billy Crystal as host.
Well, I'm not the only. It's also the movies this year were beautiful, but they were small scale movies,
right?
And all of them streamed. And yeah. So that's a limited menu for people. Do I want to see this? Do I want to see that? So as good as the movies were, and I think there were some really fine films, they weren't big audience pleasers. And that's why I'm thrilled that we're in a theater, because this is a throwback to what the movies can be.
Is there any line in the movie where you say, I like eggs? I really like eggs.
No.
What a great character that was.
We had a lot of fun with, at different times my career. I rubbed shoulders with some unusually amazing people, and sometimes I just sit there and go, wow, that was something.
Yeah. Hey, you played for the Yankees. Come on.
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did.
That was still, talking about the Oscars, that was thrilling for me every year. But being the DH, the designated Hebrew for the New York Yankees in 2008, I'm a great trivia question. Who's the oldest Yankee to ever have an at-bat? It would be me at 59 years old.
And you made contact.
I did. I fouled a ball down the right field line.
Yeah, right.
Off the Pittsburgh Pirates, Paul Mahalan. And I was really scared, Randy, because someone yelled, double! When I hit it, and I said, oh, no. If I get the second, I'd have to stop twice to pee. That was the thrill of my life, was being a New York Yankee. Well, something I always wanted to do, and George Steinbrenner and Bud Selig made it happen.
Let's talk about baseball for a second. You noticed my Kansas City Royals.
I saw. Baseball. Is there an autograph on top of that?
There is.
An
the legendary is George Brett. The legendary.
Oh, the greatest.
Yeah. And so what do you think now about the Houston Astros.
Come on now.
I'm sorry.
Come on now.
Sorry.
I feel okay because the Yankees just beat him twice, and I think they're going
to get. Yeah. And the Yankees, the great thing about the Yankee fans, they always are very reserved.
Yeah.
I mean, they just hold back.
Hey, the Astros, did a bad thing. And it'll forever be a stain on baseball and on them. It was a terrible thing, but you got to move on. But Yankee fans are great fans,
right?
And hey, it happens here in LA when the Houston played the Dodgers too. It was bad for all of baseball.
It was, and you talk about in your book, Billy, the difference between 60 and 65 is huge. The difference between 30 and 40 is huge. I went to Royals Dream Week when I was 30. I thought I could start maybe for the Royals. I went when I was 40. I spent so much time in the trainer's room. We're gonna turn out the lights. You got to go. I mean, man, what a huge and what a great book.
Thank you. That it's called Still Fooling Them.
Yeah.
And you know what? For servicemen around the world, you can get it, the audio book. Actually, that year won the audio book of the year. And it's the only time I'll ever beat Meryl Streep in something.
It was
we were nominated against each other and Bryan Cranston. And so it's a I did it with a lot of it with a live audience, so it felt like the comedy albums that I grew up listening to when I was a kid. So
that was cool.
Yeah, thanks.
That was cool. Yeah, and yeah, it, you're right. You know, I mean, we used to gather at people's houses and you'd get your George Carlin albums, you'd get your, you know, and everybody would listen at the same time. And that's what that book felt like to me. So that was a cool idea. Has anybody else done that?
I don't know. There have been live books of concert performances that I think they turned into them, but this was, the first time that had been done.
What's some great movies? The City Slickers, The Princess Bride, Analyze This, of course. And When Harry Met Sally, in particular, for me, because I used to do just a regular daily morning show on the radio. And so when I was doing one in Kansas City, we took the fake orgasm scene and took it out to a diner, a crowded diner for breakfast, and had our news person named Kimberly Ray act it out, and she was fantastic. And so, I mean, just that scene alone, and I talked to Rob Reiner about that when he was on the show. What a fantastic situation that was, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the whole situation was great. It was came at the perfect time in my career. Meg and I were just starting to do movies, and a great script, an amazing director, New York in the fall. Nora Ephron on the set with us every day. The great Bruno Kirby and Carrie Fisher also.
Right.
And incredibly, just perceptive script. And you never know when you're making something how right. What's good. You just don't know. And no one starts out to make a bad movie. You know, so we just didn't know. It was basically the two of us talking and going through real experiences that now 32 years later, wow. It still feels fresh to people.
Yeah.
And it still works and it's still provocative.
I would say that all of your films feel, I mean, City Slickers,
I'll tell you, Randy, this is a crazy year for me. It's the, we just had the 20th anniversary of 61, a movie I directed about Roger Maris and Mickey Mantle on HBO. So they ran it the other day, April 28th, which was our 20th anniversary. It's the 30th anniversary of City Slickers in June.
Wow.
And in the fall, it's the 20th anniversary of Monsters, Inc., which is crazy to me. Wow. And then someone pointed out yesterday to me, it's the 35th anniversary of a movie I really love called Running Scared.
Oh, yeah.
Which I did with Gregory Hines. And that was sort of like my first real entree into the movie world.
You got a lot of cakes this week.
Crazy.
And that was Running Scared. That was Rob Reiner, too, right?
No, that was the director. Is a great friend named Peter Hyams.
Oh, okay, but you've done.
No, Rob, I did. Rob is Spinal Tap, Princess Bride, When Harry Met Sally. So one line is Spinal Tap.
uncredited, right?
Yeah, 20 lines in Princess Bride and then Harry and Sally.
Well, I can't wait for here today. I mean, it's a perfect. I love the title too because it says so much. I think, you know, when you talk about, especially, and I think we've all had people in our lives that where dementia is setting in or has set in, and that title to me here today says more about celebrate now kind of a thing.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. And for Charlie, you know, the character, he's functioning. He's functioning as best he can. He still works. He's still involved with this Saturday Night Live kind of show. He's still sharp. It's getting, you know, more intrusive in his memory and his mind, but he fights through it. And it's because of the love of a friend, a new friend who Tiffany plays, that he's able to complete his life's journey and finish his book that he's been trying to do. So it's a really, I think, you know, it's a beautiful story. It's emotional. It's not sad, and I think there's a difference in that.
It's human, too, I think.
Very much so. Very much so.
Hey, Billy, thank you so much for the time. All right.
It was a lot of fun.
Billy, thank you so much. Have a great movie.
All right. All right, and change your hat. You need an NY on
it. Right.
Take care.
Thank you. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Since 2003, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans adjust back to civilian life. Through specialized programs, they begin healing their bodies and minds while regaining a sense of camaraderie. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Underground, because the stable in Bethlehem was a shelter, too. The nation has made a resolve that war or no war, the children of England will not be cheated out of the one day they look forward to all the year. So far as possible, this will be an old-fashioned Christmas in England, at least for the children. It won't be quite the same, of course. In England, as in the rest of the civilized world, Christmas has always been the day when the family comes home. Now sons and fathers are fighting in the air, on the sea, in countries far away. Others will have to remain at their posts in London or in other cities, driving ambulances, fighting fires, patrolling the streets. The war will not stop, even for Christmas Eve. It will be a Christmas of contrasts. Holly and barbed wire. Guns and tinsel. Napoleon once said contemptuously that England was a nation of shopkeepers. Today, to be called a shopkeeper is a badge of honor. They've had their windows blasted out, their goods ruined, their stocks reduced, their customers killed. But they never faltered, and now they search out the remains of last year's tinsel They patch together last year's streamers and bravely decorate their shattered shops. The toys which children have asked for this year aren't the toys they once wanted. A year ago, small forts modeled on the Maginot and Siegfried lines were popular. Now these are gathering dust on the top shelves of the stores. The children for whose future this nation is fighting have new heroes now. They want more planes. That's only natural. For months they have watched airplanes fly over them daily. And children in England are proud because they can tell a Spitfire from a Messerschmitt or a Wellington from a Hanko. They want tin hats, and they want to wear the same kind of uniforms as their brothers and their fathers and their sisters wear. Pantomime has always been a feature of the Christmas season. This year, some of the theaters which featured the Christmas play have been bombed out of existence. But the pantomime is so much a part of the season that companies have organized to perform in small theaters which are still untouched. And while the children rehearse below, the spotters above watch for German aircraft. This is not the most cheerful Christmas that ever came to England, but everyone is determined to make it as cheerful as possible. Christmas here this year won't perhaps be the Christmas children in America will be lucky enough to enjoy. England is fighting for her life, and even the smallest child understands that. It will be a strange Christmas, but in many ways it will be a very satisfactory one. England has much to be cheerful about. Her people, even the children, have shown in the past few months that they are equal to their destiny. For the first time in history, no bells ring in England to celebrate the birth of the Savior. No church bells are allowed to be rung in England. If they do, it will mean that the invader has come. We think of Christmas as a night of stars. We think of a brilliant moon giving light to a tired world. This year in England, people prayed for a dark and windswept night. On nights like these, the German bombers stay at home. A stormy night is an ally of England, a non-belligerent that demands no rules of cash and carry. That first Christmas, the shepherds watched and guarded. Today in England, even the shepherds are in some kind of uniform, and they are still watching and guarding. There is no reason for America to feel sorry for England this Christmas. England doesn't feel sorry for herself. Destiny gave her the torch of liberty to hold, and she has not dropped it. She has not allowed the stormy waves of terrorism which are sweeping over the world from Berlin to let that bright light even flicker. She is thankful that when the test came, she had the high courage to meet it. And today, England stands unbeaten, unconquered, unafraid. On Christmas Eve, England does what England has done for 1,000 years. She worships the Prince of Peace.
Defense. NFL fans now have an exciting new way to connect with their favorite teams through music and the new Verizon Run the Playlist. This new Verizon campaign is a collaboration with the NFL that explores the connection between NFL teams, their fans, and the music that unites them. The Verizon Run the Playlist features Apple Music playlists curated by players from all 32 teams. Available only on Apple Music, fans can get new playlists through the rest of the NFL season. The campaign also features a digital content series where top NFL stars sit down with renowned music artists to explore the intersection of culture and sports. Episodes launched in December and are now available on Uninterrupted's YouTube page. Spring Hill's Uninterrupted is the athlete empowerment brand founded by LeBron James and Maverick Carter. The playlist demonstrates Verizon's commitment to connecting fans to their favorite athletes and artists. For just $10 per month with my plan, Verizon customers get an Apple Music subscription. Visit Verizon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.